I invite you now to become comfortable in your seats. Close your eyes if you have not already done so, and relax your body and mind. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that inner place where there's that deep inner knowing that you are one with the Almighty. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, release any tensions, any worries, any thoughts of lack or less than. Just let them go. They are not the reality of you. Our sole purpose, right here, right now, is to experience the divine. God is spirit, the creative energy that is the cause of all things. God is perfect love and perfect infinite power. God is good, the good in all, over all and through all. God is peace, life, wisdom, and intelligence. In this now moment, awaken to the spirit within and feel God's pure, unconditional love and peace. Allow yourself to be transformed by the renewing of your mind about the truth of your God and the truth of your own being. You are an individualized expression of God, and you are whole. You are at this moment and always guided by divine wisdom, healed by divine love, and blessed with divine joy. There is nothing in your life to thirst for. The answer to any earthly challenge is present here and now, just as God is present here and now. Open your heart to this great gift of God. There is no place to go, nothing to strive for. There is no absence of love, light, and peace. There is only the divine presence. You were created in divine original goodness to reveal the majesty and light of God. Your very essence is of God, and you are God in expression. Take a few moments in the silence to allow this great truth to enter into your heart. Be still and know that I am God. Dear God, sweet spirit, help us to remember that no matter what appearances we might encounter on this physical plane, we are now and always standing on holy ground, that we are this moment immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. Thank you for guiding us to ever higher levels of spiritual understanding. Open our hearts to your power and presence. We ask this in the name and through the power of the Christ, and we know it is so. We joyfully allow it to be. Thank you, God. And now let's complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.